Blog Talk Radio.
In the light of the dark, wait, let me spark this blunt before I empty my heart. Okay, now I'm feeling better, hope y'all ready to listen. But y'all never do until I start shitting and pissing. No, I'm not, my eyes are finally open. And I'm hoping that my words are not seen as provoking. It's a testament, my limits met a title release. Tried to keep it beautiful, so now prepare for the beast. I'm staying off the streets, everybody's doing too much. And the taxi cab is closed, better get on the bus. Want my car rented from me, no, I found a deterrent. If I was like this from the start, my car would not have a warrant. Plus, fewer miles burn holes, scratching the dents. But I was dumb, getting IV, been allowing the shit. So I let it slip. Watch it slide, let it go, watch it ride. Grass never ever got greener on the other side. Now I'm gonna do what I wanna do every day. Problems with it, fuck you, kiss my ass and have a nice day. You really my niggas? Let me operate and stack chips. When I'm not around, all you niggas wanna talk shit. Crazier, now I'm getting shadier. They fell in love with open, now the daggers sound scarier. Got up every barrier, they begging me to knock it down. Begging close, but never close enough to hold a nigga down. Everyone I got is a position and purpose. They all know about each other, so they act all nervous like it's a competition. Stay the feud and fight. Had enough of that already, it's no longer exciting. Why you think I'm always writing? It's my only escape. Why you think I'm always late? Y'all are puffing your brakes. Rubber thumbs talking shit, but still expect to get the dick. You must think I'm an idiotic sucker as a degenerate. Bitch, I'm the president, you couldn't resist. That's why I got my first lady plus a sizzle whiskey. Used to let it go, daggers gonna check ya.
Can we all get along?
I be like Hugh Hefner. Enough of me to go around, but no one wants to share me though. And if the truth hurts, why you begging me to tell her, yo, let it go. Over stress will damage your health. You can't better someone else unless you better yourself. Different personalities. Whoa. Unity is fantasy. I'm dealing with reality. Niggas do what niggas do. Get over and hustle. Nigga, don't make me chuckle. Yeah. Happens to me all the time. So what I deal with the hurt. Now I ain't saying that I'm super clean. I play in the dirt, but I ain't in the skirt. So now if a nigga try to fuck me, I kill him quick. Then I switch that motherfucker's lucky. That I don't get but even hot. So nigga gotta pay again. I dropped $1,000 just to chop up an American. A bitch is a bitch too. Do what a bitch do. Tricks over little shit. Don't do what I tell her to. Hoes follow orders, but they harder to manage. Talking too much out of upper lip, I'm causing them damage. You should be all up and over me, and now you don't know me. Tried to make a nigga mad, fucking all of the homies. No respect at all, but you blame the weed, deals, alcohol. Woke up in the morning feeling stupid, nigga, and me a call, hello? He's gone. Never till you bitches and you niggas learn to interact. With a Mac, that'll stack while smoking weed above his clap. Buck 50 fizz and braids covered in my fitted cap.
Allowing you to keep 10%, and I'm allowing you to keep drawing breath on this earth. Now, you either get down or you lay down. What's it gonna be, sunshine?
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, fuck you, fuck the plane you flew in on, fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck-mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Oh, what's cracking, y'all? West Coast Wednesdays. Wait, hold on. No, I want to do my job first. Let me... take that, rewind it back. Hold on. Well, fuck it. I guess I should just... I should have just went ahead and just kept the show rolling like I started.
You
but
can
anyway,
find me, St. Louis. Just be your boy, her mystery. You now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, the Dagger, on Bang Out Radio. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Shouts out to Mystery, y'all. But yes, okay, now I guess I can officially start the show. What's cracking? Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Bang Out Radio. Thank you for being here. Again, like always, if this is your first time being here, I'm very glad to have you, and you're always welcome, all right? And if you've been here from the jump, and you know, you've always been riding with me, then I thank you for showing your continued support. Let's see, I want to shout out the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey, because you know without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. There is no West Coast Wednesdays. There is no Hump Nights, you know what I mean? No Slap Sundays. None of that would be going on if she wasn't doing what the fuck she was doing, so... Shouts out to her all day. She's doing a lot of big things. Got a lot of model shoots going on. Still got the award show. Voting has ended, so I hope you got your votes in. So now it's just about to see who won, you know, and the winner is. So we count down and we're going to see what that's about, y'all. Shout out to all the independent artists out there. You know, without y'all, I wouldn't have no music to play. I wouldn't have none of this shit, you know. I wouldn't be able to sit here, relax, get some shit off my chest, get some things off my mind. I mean, we all got to do this together. And then, in a sense, like I said, when I tell y'all where I'm at and what I got to go through right now to fuck with y'all, y'all like, damn, Dagger's fucking crazy. Why does he do that to himself? Because, one, I don't care. That's number one. Like, if this is what I got to do to make sure my show goes on, to make sure y'all fuck with me, to make sure I can play y'all music, I'm going to do that because that's what the fuck I do. You know what I mean? That if I say I'm going to do something and I dedicate myself to something, then I'm going to fucking do that. Bang Out Radio. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I be putting myself in the craziest situations. But, hey, you know, it's good radio, I guess. So, you know, the things I do for y'all, it's nothing. I'm not complaining, just saying. But, yeah, y'all, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Remember, if you want to call in and get in on tonight's conversation, because it is going to be some hot topics tonight, and I hope people ain't scared to tell their stories, because, you know, I ain't never scared. So I'll tell y'all what the topic is when I get back from these first couple of tracks, because, you know, I got to get these new tracks out here first and put them in rotation so we can chill, max, and relax here on West Coast Wednesdays, because, you know, tonight we chill, we relax, we let the R&B play, you know, we get at the ladies' tracks. I hope y'all make it through the week. That's what I try to do. I try to help y'all get through the week. Maybe some of y'all getting y'all fuck on, maybe some of y'all smoking. Whatever you got to do, you know what I mean? I'm here, and I'm here to help. So let me do my part, and we're going to rock with Jayla, my first love. Let's go.
Have you ever had your first love that made you feel above everything else in the world? Yeah, it made you feel so loved, welcome and warm, always kept your head up high. Think I found the one, let me tell you how I feel inside.
I get butterflies when you go by, funny how it brightens my day. And every single time we kick it, I smile, you make everything okay.
Something that you can't imagine living life without.
I get butterflies when you go by. Funny how it brightens my day. And every single time we kick it out of smile, you make everything okay. I'm feeling that I'm feeling right here. I can see the fight in the way.
No way.
Got me going crazy like a death. I can't ever get you on a system.
Turning up the radio, then I play some rock and roll, feeling like some R&B. Ooh, I love.
young and still in high school. I'm talking way back when I was standing out by 5'2". They put me right beside you, now we ride to the end. Yeah. We created a special energy. Through you, I can express my words more vividly. Paint a perfect picture of us, not a risk to me. Fell in love at first sight and now we spark the perfect flame like a chimney. See, I'm addicted to you like smokers to nicotine. I got so many haters but never let them get in between. Cause what we have is more important than anything. And if you want hands then I'd be happy if you take this ring. And it's just a metaphor, and now I want you more. But I can't remember if I ever felt this way before. And if it's wrong, please, y'all can take me, lock me up. But I'ma love the music and be doing it till my time is up.
So put your hands up high and let me see you wave up in the sky. I'ma love a good music.
The talents but perfected making music, neglected going to school and dropped out so I could pursue it. No doubt I can't make moves quick, I prefer to take my time. Cause with these lyrics and rhymes I get better with every line, further with every grind. And I'm surfing every mind on waves from a melody. Greatest is what they yell at me. Shit, if it's a crime then fuck it, I got a felony. Jealousy is a virtue, they hurt you, that's what they telling me. On another level is where I be, won't settle for less. On different stages I'm overseas, demand of respect. Don't wanna fall for no silly schemes, get up off of my chest. They keep on talking, won't let me be, but the music is my remedy. Like a bandage to an open wound, and I can handle anything they throw at me. I stay in tune, but like I said, this time I'm ready. So let me in the game and get ready to rock steady. My niggas, so get them up.
So put your hands up high and let me see you wave up in the sky. You will love a good music. I'ma love a good music.
Today, no more rent I pay, a proud owner I can finally say. I got 3 cribs, my car won't break down today. European engineering, top line what I'm steering. I eat the best, Roman noodles no longer request. Personal chef cook feet up cause I deserve the rest. Far as my queen, she straight, she be killing them. Designer shopping spree, Fifth Ave be the minimum. Anything she wants, she held me down when she had one. Now she want for nothing cause success has finally come in. Whole family spoiled, the love is overflowing. We made it out of poverty when no one love was showing. Now it's vacation, clear water we all way in. Island hopper we cruising, yacht named I'm not losing. Perfect situation with little complication. Is this a good life or just my imagination? President, my mission changed the world. Starting at home with the boys and girls, improve the education with unbiased teachings that reflect the world, not just what the white thinking. New textbooks countrywide, rebuild with greed deprived. Knowledge to help the people coincide. Lower tuition, we the government made a difference. And I the president provide health care for all of those living. The world, we monitor but mind our own business and neutralize any threat to our existence. And everybody got the same rights and same privilege. Corporate greed diminished, the ban on weed ended. No hunger in America, the world next. And our things are taken care of, so is the vet. Show love to all people lost, we help them find a way. This will be great, but my imagination runs away. We'll be right back.
I'm proud. Rise with me, should be unhappy. Hellfire looking like we did it. Frank filming and everybody recording procedures in the building. I understand now it's not the money, it's the feeling. To be noticed, my talent standing out, we finally did it. I use my imagination to make you not forget it. Wanna give you song confines blended. Maybe it's that kind of thinking got us in position. Nominated album of the year without position. Yeah, you got more status, but my songs will make a difference. Win or no win, I still feel like kids at Christmas. No more wishes, this my reality. Wrote myself out of poverty. Recognition feels so sweet, set my spine concrete. This Grammy now solidifies creativity. But my imagination sometimes gets the best of me.
Merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, it's a pimp named Slickback. Like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with the Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yes, yes, yes. We back. West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights, the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. And, I'm getting into my, I'm going to try my Theo mode. This is my Theo mode. I'm going to speak in soft tones. I'm going to sit back, you know. Try to sink into my zone, and I'm going to catch y'all up on what, you know, how we got to West Coast Wednesdays today before we get into today's topics, because it is an interesting story. But first thing I'm going to do is sip my drink of the night. Now, hold on real quick. Oh, shit. Wrong pipe. Sorry, y'all. Ooh, that irking jerk, y'all. I'm off that irking jerk right now. Yes, let me just tell y'all where I'm at. You know, I'm on location. I'm out of the garage, and I'm basically just in a parking lot. I'm basically what we like to call, at least what I like to call, a Target right now for either I could get Jack right now or all kind of shit could happen to me right now where I'm at. But I'm kind of in a cool parking lot because I'm between, like, a bank, a Jack in the Box, there's a grocery store over there, a few other little itty-bitty things, KFC, Big Five, Sporting Goods. So I figure if anything were to go down, there'd at least be a lot of cameras, hopefully some witnesses. But, you know, motherfuckers don't snitch out here in L.A., so we're back to number one. I guess if anybody wanted to really get me, they can get me right now. But I'm cool. Like I said, things I got to do to come chill with y'all. I actually found a cool signal, so, I mean, I'm not going to try to move because I don't want shit to get fucked up when I'm playing music or trying to talk to y'all or anything like that. And I guess I could just comment on things as they pass by. I got to keep my eye on these cars and these little fake-ass security guys walking by here because basically, like I said, I'm just a nigga, or, you know, people will view me as a nigga, sitting in a car talking to himself with a laptop in his lap. And his laptop is bright as fuck, so I can't even, like, hide the fact that I'm sitting here. But fuck it. We here. So, yeah, remember, if y'all want to get in on the conversation today, for sure, 661-621-7559. You can either just listen in or you press 1 to holler at me. How I handle that is I say the first three numbers. I shout out your area code first. Then I say the last four numbers of your cell phone number so you know who I'm talking to. Some numbers I recognize, some numbers I don't. Roll with me, you know, just work with me. Let me get back into Theo mode real quick. So, yeah, tonight's topic is we're talking about, you know, the sexual encounters, the craziest sexual encounters, but mainly the places where they happen. Now, what I would like people to do is call in. If you know, let me know some of your stories, you know, where you were at, how did you feel, how did you get away with it, did you get away with it? You know, we're going to ask all kind of questions. At least I'm going to ask some questions. So if you're open to that kind of conversation, feel free to call in and, you know, we're going to talk about that. In the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm going to explain some of my situations, some of the situations I've been in, and then I'm going to explain how, you know, you could either do better than me because, you know, my logo is – you got to do better than the dagger. I don't want y'all to be like me. I want y'all to do better than me. So I'm going to help y'all do better than me because when you're in the situation, you know, you just going, you know, I'll be on some, you know, trial and error shit. I try shit out. It either works or it doesn't. But I'll be able to tell y'all what not to do or what to look out for, and then you'll be all in the game. So, I mean, just I'm trying to help. It's not just all about music. I love the music. Much respect to the independent artists, but it ain't all about that, all right? We got a lot more shit we can talk about. So, that's what we're talking about tonight. So, craziest sexual places. I mean, there's just so many. I mean, if you know me or you've known of me, I mean, I used to be, before in high school and everything, freshman, sophomore year, everything before that, I was a fat kid, so I wasn't getting none like that. You know, I was getting what I like to call pity pussy. Because, you know, I was always cool. People, you know, girls like me, they like chilling with me, talking to me, but nobody wanted to be on me like that, you know? So I would get a lot of like, oh, okay, I guess whatever, or I would really just have to overgame a bitch to get some at those times. But then, you know, a nigga started losing the weight, started eating right, doing what he had to do, and then the bitches started to notice a nigga, like, looking at me like, oh, who's that? Or like, nigga, oh, you losing weight, you looking good, you know, our nigga started to get noticed. And now in junior, senior year, you know, I already had a car. I always had a job. I always had other shit going on, right? This is just the last little thing that I needed. Once I got that, oh, yeah, a nigga wild the fuck out. I admit it. You know what I mean? I was the biggest, like, whatever you want to call it, hoe, trap, whatever. I was taking down anything moving. But y'all got to understand, I had never had it like that before. So I was just like, fuck it. Let's get it popping before, you know, like, I don't know if anybody's feeling me what I'm saying on this, but, you know, there's a difference between, and I guess I'm talking to the fellas right now because I don't know if the ladies will relate to this, but fellas, there's a difference between ladies that'll fuck you just because and girls that want to fuck you because, yo, you look bomb and they want to take you the fuck down. There's a difference, all right? So I was the cool, I guess, whatever. I ain't got nothing better to do. I was that nigga at first. Then I became that, oh, look at this nigga. They were, you know, and I ran with it. I ran with that shit all the way to college, and there's a lot of stories. So let me tell y'all my high school story real quick before we get into the next couple of tracks real quick and, you know, let the phone lines see if people are gonna talk to me about this or am I the only one that's just nasty. It's not nasty. It's okay to be freaky, y'all, but like I said, I'm open to this, so I have no problems explaining myself. But, this, right? Okay. In my high school, there was a section in the school where if you knew it was one of those that you had to know about it, you either knew about it or you didn't, right? It was on the third floor of the main building, and there was the two emergency doors, right? There's two emergency doors at the end of the hall. You had to go through the left door, because if you went through the right door, the alarm would go off. But if you went through the left door, you straight, and that's a little fire escape, but don't nobody really be back there. Man, the first time, and Pete gave me, it was a bitch that took me back there. She was like, oh, I know about this, but at the time, you know, thinking back now, I was like, oh, you was just a hoe, like thinking back. But, you know, back then, it was like, okay, let's get this popping. You know, I'm at school, what the fuck, don't matter, let's go. Nigga, she was like, I know where a spot is, did it? Man, she took me in this little spot, man, took me behind the door, the left one, not the right one, the left one, took me back there. Motherfuckers, y'all. I don't know how many people that went back there, either with her or just other people that had been there, because like I said, it was one of those spots that you had to know about by word of mouth. There was a mattress back there. There was fucking condoms hanging from the fire sprinkler on the roof. You know, empty condom packets around and everything, because this is like three floors of the hidden section. Y'all got to realize, because, you know, the fire exit doors are on each floor. So if you're on the top floor, that's three levels. Man, motherfuckers would be in there fucking after, like, different periods and shit. One person would be on the third floor, maybe two, three people up there. Motherfuckers would be on the second floor. You know what I mean? It was like, this is just where it just got popping. And I was a freshman and a junior, didn't know nothing about the spot. Nothing. You know what I mean? Came back, you know, started looking at this, took me to the spot. Like, oh. And there's a videotape out there somewhere, too, because, you know, I'm into videography. Don't get it twisted. Dagger likes to be on camera. Dagger likes to record because, like I said, if you're going to do something well, you can always show it off, too. So, I mean, hey, that's just how I feel. But, there's a videotape where we had, like I said, we had, like, two, three bitches back there getting the popping once. And, I mean, we had that on tape with the other homies I was in school with at the time, and, you know, we was all safe and everything. Like I said, niggas, I wasn't nasty like that. But a nigga is just at it popping. I mean, who's going to say no? Other times in school, quick before I leave high school, what did I do? I was in the girls' locker room. Nigga, one of the cheerleaders took me in the girls' locker room because she knew everybody was out to practice and wasn't nobody up in there and everything. But then I don't know how y'all gym schools or if y'all remember gym in high school, but they had them little thin rails. You know, it's not even the whole bench. It's like a little half a piece of wood for a bench. It hurt to try to get it on in on that, but, you know, I had to do what I had to do. So what else? Under the bleachers, but that's some, like, high school, you know, that's high school movie shit. So that wasn't really nothing special. Any other high school antics that I could think of? Not off the top of my head right now. But, I mean, you see, this is where it all started. You know, there'd be times when I would ditch school and go home because I knew nobody was there. You know, my parents was at work and shit or whatever, and I was always driving, take something down there, and then sneak back to school. I mean, I was fucking crazy, y'all. But we're going to get back into some music, and we're going to get back into the conversation when we get back, because, like I said, that was just high school. We just getting started, and this is West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. All right, y'all, Bang Out Radio. We'll be right back.
The way you do your shit, the way you be cause every dude right behind him. She don't need a drink, she already trying to slide. Homie on the side, giving you the evil lie. I can see it on his mind, like, who the hell am I? Pardon me.
Goddamn, he's pulling up in the Beamer. They got fevers, nobody is cleaner. Zip the club, wish I was senior. She sick, hip, lips, tits, and Zena. She digging away, deep sea to teaser. I plan to turn her like Tina. If not, take another shake like a seizure. She's so bad, can't wait to meet her. Hey.
be somewhere off doing my own thing. How you gon' close that door if you don't take that chance? I might be street, but I guarantee I'm real. It's ride or die with me, loyalty. All I know, other shit I don't feel. If you don't break that wall, you won't get by. If you don't open that door, you gon' be closed in. Boxed off, somewhere lost, all alone, there ain't no way. I'm trying to make this team, shoot this shot, and bring you home. Not for just me, just for you too. Hope you're down, cause if not, I'm gone.
Baby, hold on.
Y'all, sorry for the delay. Yeah, we're back. West Coast Wednesday, something nice, the Dagger. LA, West Coast all day. Still chilling, still maxing, still relaxing, still out here on location. And just real quick side note, this is when shit pisses me off, I feel the need to make a note of it. And since, you know, it is West Coast Wednesday, it's hump nights. And I don't know what I meant by that. But anyway, as I was saying, these raggedy bitches that just walk by me, and these are young, here's what I meant to say. I remember what I was going to say. I feel that I'm getting old because I find myself saying things like, I don't know what's wrong with these kids nowadays. Because why? Because these three little rat-ass bitches just walk by. And yes, I say rats because rats travel in packs just like bitches say dogs do. So these three girls that just passed by, and this little fake-ass security guard looking at me right this second, man. Yes, I'm doing the show. Keep walking. Excuse me. I don't like downplaying and talking about people. Yeah, I do, but I usually leave people alone. But here's what happened. They walk by, they look in the car, and I guess they do that double take situation, like they look and then they whisper to each other, then look again, and then they all just eyeballing me and shit and everything. And why I call them rats is why I say why I call them rats. Because one, they travel in the packs. Two, mind your fucking business. If I would have rolled down my window and been like, bitch, what the fuck, or bitches, what the fuck are y'all looking at, and kind of attitude, then I would have been in the wrong, right? And three, motherfucker, it's 9:45. First of all, y'all walking, y'all on foot. Rats travel on foot. You know, a lot of rats don't have cars. You bitches on foot. It is 9:45, you know, going on 10 o'clock p.m. It's cold out here. It ain't all the way summertime yet. These bitches got on booty shorts, sandals. One bitch had some, like, little tube dress on and shit. Bitch, y'all know y'all cold. Where the fuck y'all going? And three, y'all on the bus. Look, I'm not trying to talk about bus riders or anything, because I understand, I have my times where I have to ride the bus and everything too. But I am going to say this. There's no reason for you to be on the bus at night unless you're coming or going to work. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be out trying to go party nowhere on the bus. You shouldn't be trying to go to nobody's house on the bus unless you got to go to work from there or something like that. Or you out making some money, or you got to do something like that, which is maybe what these hoes is doing. But I'm just saying, you shouldn't be on the fucking bus. Man, so that's just three strikes, bitch, and all y'all did was just walk by me. Just because y'all made y'all something known, I had to talk about y'all real quick. But anyway, let me go to the phone lines real quick. Say out the 323. 3596. I think I know who this is, but I'm kind of tipsy right now, so I'm not going to guess. We just hold on. Hold on. Bam. You got Dagger, what it do?
Oh, is that right? Is you really that tipsy?
what it do, MIA? Chilling.
What's good? I'm sorry to hear about the little rat incident you just had.
I'm not tripping, but then rats always feel like if there's some cheese, like, you know, maybe because I got a little money in my pocket, they smell the cheese or whatever, they all got to be on it and shit. Like, bitch, you ain't getting none of that either.
And I know people like, what the fuck did she just say? But, I mean, honestly, me being a female, it's like, sometimes it's just ridiculous what we see other females do. You know, really being a cool woman, you know, we have our time. But, I mean, the lengths that these young females go through nowadays just to, you know, be with a boy or just to, you know, get some attention, it is ridiculous. You know, I'm cold and I'm in the house and my window's open. You know what I mean? So, I know that motherfuckers are out there cold.
Yeah, and I'm looking over and, you know, the bus still ain't came yet. It's like, come on now. And then don't try to play it off like you all bomb and you look good, because you're not, bitch, and you're going to the bus, bitch. You're on the bus.
But then again, I can't understand, because it has been some days when I'm like, okay, fuck it, I want to go out, I want to go on the bus. You know, just because they're out there looking cute and they shorts and stuff don't necessarily mean that they're really like that. It's some females that are still good nowadays. You know, it's some young females that, you know, probably dress a little cute, you know, trying to be with the trim, but maybe they just came from a movie or something.
Nah. It's okay to try to stick up for them, but like I said, I know rats, and I know hoes and shit when I see them. You know what I mean? They walk a certain way, they act a certain way. You know, and they, when they're in groups and they have the mentality, like I said, I pay attention. So I mean, good looking out, trying to look out for them. But at least I'm only talking about these three that just walk by me. That's all. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to disrespect the hall ladies and everything too. But man, enough about these rats. Let's get back on subject matter. Hold on, let me get back
into my... Yeah, because I don't want to bring you off your little smooth daddy stuff.
Let me get back into my Theo mode. Hold on, let me drop my voice. Let me calm down. Hold on. Okay. As we were talking about, you know, tonight's topic is, you know, crazy sexual encounters and the places that they happen in. And, you know, we're comparing stories, we're talking, we're going to see who can really explain their stories, and they're not ashamed of what's going on. Because, like I said, I'm a true freak. I don't care who knows, and I'm not ashamed of the things that I do. So that's how I feel. Now, MIA, are you going to jump in on this conversation? Can I ask you where one of the craziest places you done did it is? Or are you going to plead the fifth? It's okay to plead the fifth if you want to. I would understand.
No, I'm not going to plead the fifth. You know I'm mine. You know how I am. I'm real shit. Fuck it, why not?
So where's the most outlandish place that you can think of off the top of your head right now?
I say the most craziest place I've had sex has probably been, I know this might sound a little ratchet, but my apartment stairway, but it was probably the best sex I even had. Put it like it was probably the best sex I even had. Just so intense, and it was just so, I was scared. I'm like, hold on, somebody coming. He was just like, no, so what? And I'm like, ooh, shit. Like, keep
now,
doing it.
Did you get caught or did you get away with it?
No, we actually didn't get caught. And the only thing that made it so good about it is because It was somebody who I was like really feeling. We knew each other. We always see each other at the club, you know what I mean? So it was one of those things, we'd be freaking each other at the club and shit like that. Probably, you know, do our thing at the end. So, shit, that's how it was. And we just decided to get spontaneous one day. Actually, he was leaving, and he was like, well, shit, I mean, I just can't go right now. He was like, he just threw me up against the wall and just started, you know, taking advantage of me and me being me.
Let him do
I'm
it.
Like, okay, let's do it. Why not? But I was like, not right here, though. I was like, not right here. Let's go to one in the back.
Oh, just so to get the staircase. Okay.
Yeah, but we my house, you know what I mean? So it is what it is. I really enjoy myself. And sometimes you just got to do things like that. You just got to do spontaneous things like that. It's very exciting. You'll be surprised.
Okay, I got one. I got one. Okay, I got one. Here's another time, right? Here's a crazy one. What you know about now, we've all done it in the car, or at least you should have. Or at least, and me personally, there's nothing ho-ish. I mean, there isn't. I don't agree. I don't feel that there's ho-ish doing it in the car. My thing is, if you got to get it popping and you want to get it popping and that's the only place you can get it popping, fuck it. You know what I mean? I'm one of those anytime, any place, anywhere type motherfuckers. So
okay,
if you
so you got
fuck,
it in the car. But you know, just like you said, in one of those states, that's actually legal.
Yeah, okay, but that's what I'm saying. But I'm not in one of those states right now, so it's okay. But what I was saying is, what you know about this extra twist on it, right? Now, there was one night, now I barely remember, this is bad, because like I said, I barely remember the girl. But I remember what happened, because she had to be home. We was out. We was chilling or whatever. She had to be home in like an hour and a half, 2 hours. Now, she wanted to give me some, but she was aware that she didn't have the time in order to do it. Now, she lived way out, I think, like towards Watts, Compton. She was pretty deep out there, right? And this is when I was living like in West L.A. towards Hollywood area. So I'm like, fuck, I can't park and get it in or whatever and then get her home in time, and I can't. And I want to take it down. So here's what I did.
So you're fucking while you're driving?
No, because that's dangerous. That's dangerous. I was fucking in the back seat while the homie was driving. I went and got the homie. Like, hey man, can you drive us over here real quick? And you know what I mean? And then while you're driving, I'm gonna be back here. But literally, like, on the freeway, like, literally on the 10 freeway, my homie's driving. People trying not to pay attention. We in the back street straight. Fuck it. Like, got her legs on.
Are you serious? You know, actually, that is really not that bad. That would be really spontaneous. And probably would be the best sex ever.
I mean,
want to do something like that, but I want to rent like a limo or something and just be.
Nah, cause see, nah, a limo, you can't do it like that. Cause a limo, everybody has sex.
You
in the back
no,
of the limo.
You'll be. I mean, hey, I want to be traveling. I'll just drive. You let me do.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Just get you a driver. But this is what I mean. This is also another thing I got to tell people too, because there are those that are about it, and what I mean by about it is like me. They'll get a pop it anywhere. Anytime, yo, I'm trying to put it in right now. Let's go behind over here and just do this. Fuck it. You know, fuck who's around. Fuck what's, you know, let's get it popping. And there are those that'll get it popping as long as they're either behind closed doors or they at least feel that nobody's going to catch them. If somebody's watching, then it's like, what? If somebody's watching, then it's like, okay, whatever, you know, as long as they don't bother us, you know, just like as long as they ain't right there looking at you. But I'm talking about,
you know,
like,
what? But honestly, like, I understand what you're saying, because, like, the only time I can really, like, have sex with a person outside of my house, like, in my room, besides, like, you know, somewhere exquisite and nice, if I'm fucking you outside or anywhere else, that means I'm really fucking feeling you. Like, it's something deeper than that. You know what I mean? For real. It ain't just no, oh shit, I want to fuck you right now. Let's go. It ain't like that for me. It got to be like, ooh shit, you turning me on. Like,
shit.
Damn.
Okay, another quick one, y'all. See, how many of y'all done got down in the dressing room before? But see, but look, here's where I want to help people out, because some of y'all be trying to get it cracking in the wrong dressing rooms. You cannot get it cracking in dressing rooms in popular stores, and I mean super popular, like Forever 21, Victoria's Secret.
Oh, no, you can't do that. They call them.
You can't, yeah. But listen, I'm going to tell y'all where y'all can get it popping at. Look, you got to go to big malls, and you got to go to big stores like Macy's, Robinson's, stores like these, and only stores that have at least 2 to 3 floors. So these are the places you got to go if you want to get it cracking in the dressing room. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to think about how big like a Macy's store is. You know how many departments there are, how many different places there are to sell clothes, and they only
put
people.
Man, you get locked at Macy's.
That's what I'm saying, and they only put people at certain dressing rooms where the clothes are most popular. Where they don't think that you're going to steal clothes, they have a dressing room, but they don't have nobody watching those dressing rooms. This is what I'm trying to educate y'all. I hope y'all taking notes.
You
I'm
don't
trying
have
to give y'all
people
some
fucking
that's what I'm just or Macy's, Robinson's May, you know, any of them, like I said, any of them big stores. I'm just saying. But then also look at it like this, and you got to go in there and you got to get the handicap dressing room. You can only get it really super popping in the handicap dressing room. Why?
Why? Because it's the biggest one.
That for one. Two, it has that bench in there. It has the bench that you can get on and actually lay down and do whatever you got to do on there if you want
to
get it super popping. It has the bench in there. So you have that access. And three, the handicap one is the only one where the door goes all the way to the floor. So it actually all the way closes. If you ever notice the other dressing rooms, there's always that little bit of space either at the top or the bottom, because they're always somewhat worried that you in there, and you know somebody's going to come by and see four legs in there or one leg up or something like that. You're going to get in trouble. I'm trying to help y'all. You need the handicap dressing room stall. I want y'all to enjoy yourselves, but I don't want you getting in trouble. All right? So, like I said, I hope y'all was taking notes. We're going to get into Daddy's
Double
Play real quick.
It's freaky, spontaneous, but don't get in trouble now. Ain't no wrong with it.
Because we'll talk about stories about when a nigga almost got caught, because I never got caught either. I almost got caught. Actually, I got caught once, but I'll tell that story in a second, too. But like I said, we're about to get into Daggers Double Play. And since I'm trying to get the ladies wet tonight, maybe y'all go get your nigga some or play with yourself or something. I don't know. That's just the mode I'm in.
Yeah, you're
trying
to get babies popping.
I'm just trying to help. I mean, it's hump night. Wednesday. I mean, I know it's the middle of the week. Everybody got at least 2 more days of work or 2 more days of the bullshit before the weekend get here. Everybody needs a little bit of help to, you know, do what they got to do. Some
Wednesday
people smoke, some people drink.
I think Wednesday is probably the best day to bust a nut, you know, because it is the middle of the week.
So go ahead and y'all got to handle what y'all got to handle. So I'm going to help with this right here, all right? Weather, let's go. Daggers Double Play. Bang Out Radio, West Coast Wednesdays. Let me get back into my Theo mode.
Yeah, the dagger. LA, West Coast, all day. Tired of the bullshit, the bitches, shit, the haters, all of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Fuck it. Gotta keep it pushing. Let's keep it going. Yeah. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holler at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch. Talking crazy shit, playing games with a real chick. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use EDP to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it stack up. If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no backup. I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm up. Plus, nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, you want your Facebook link. Spending all this money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go ahead or no never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't that yet.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better.
You got a bad.
you like a vampire. I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job. I think I found my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time. Why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb lady, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you waiting this late. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step in game up. Be sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week. My woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See you there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. But if you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have done and ain't done yet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, holla at me, son.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have done and ain't done yet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie, high heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. You see me sitting upright, silky smooth. Dagger, don't beg, but
please put it on. Please.
Waiting long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got your satellite, while I grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a cheddar. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, that it ain't done yet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lift, might have to suck.
He get you wet, I get you wetter.
Get out here, girl.
Yeah.
I got something to say.
Yeah.
Daggers run the shit, I'm in control. Getting old, staying real. Got it, then I dish it out. It's not too bad, you wanna drown. What it is what it is. Nothing left to talk about. Running mouth, there's nothing but a fuel to the fire.
You're a liar.
I'm a liar and your favorite supplier. Slinging dick to these bitches like kids do work to the fiend. Top players in the same game, but we play a different league. Same rules, all we want is dubs and dimes. If we feeling generous, we get some 8 to 9. Handle business when it's over, send them back to the street. They know we got the best, they coming every day of the week. What about the remedy? Playing in Pac-10. The biggest players playing there, we pay their way times 10. To each his own, but we stacking up. Still don't give a fuck. If we treating women bad, why do y'all keep running up? Everybody wants me to be the person they see. When they paint my perfect life, then they place it on me.
see I didn't finish college, so
you know that fits my parents on.
But I was making money still,
you know that fits my parents on.
My girl won't need a compliment, this is what I think of that. You ain't fat or ugly, if you was, I would tell you that. Kiki thinks I play too much, I'm done with my power. If I'm fucking in the bed, he wants a girl in the shower. The Lord wants me on the right path, I smoke a letter getting as I want to, but I can't. If I died, I'd be in hell fast. My flesh is weak, my spirit strong. See the shit I'm dealing with, I don't cry about it, I just suck it up and deal with it. So emotionless that it's my gift and my curse. Always keep the niggas safe, but always make shit worse. I'm Harvey Dent, 2-1, good and bad, happy, sad. One day I'll be glad when the dagger is no longer mad.
Going back to Cali, I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy, dope game payment. Splash Martin, I'm talking about cooling out, man. Westside, West
Take
Coast,
out.
Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, the Dagger, LA, West Coast all day. And this is West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, chilling, maxing, relaxing, and like I said, if you're just tuning in and you want to get in on the conversation, 661-621-7559. And yes, tonight we are talking about those crazy sexual encounters, the crazy places that they happen. People are sharing their stories. We're seeing how, you know, who's not afraid to let us know how freaky they really are and how they get down. Because, you know, Dagger's never ashamed. And I'm looking for those that are, you know, rolling with me in at least that much. At least that much also. And we also, like I said, we're trying to educate people. We're going to tell people, you know, where the do's and don'ts of doing things in certain situations. And also I'm going to get to a little bit later about, you know, where places people you want to have sex or where you want to get your freak on. Because, you know, I got a few places I'm still thinking about that I haven't got to do that yet. And, you know, that's a short list, but, I mean, there are a few places. But let's bring my peoples back in here first. Say, MIA, you still good?
Yeah, I'm still good. I'm still chilling.
All right, it's straight up to 323-1322. You got Dagger, what it do?
Hello?
Hello?
What's up, Dagger?
What it do?
Nothing. Well, Mia was telling me about the little stuff and told me I should call in.
Oh, you must have some subject matter on this topic then, if you called it in, so that's a good thing. But
So
what's the most off the wall place that you get? What's your number one top off the wall place right now then?
The shit, it just happened a couple of days ago. The Hollywood sign outside in front of my cousin.
The Hollywood sign outside.
Did you say the Hollywood sign?
No, I think I know the spot where she's talking about, though, because there's a little cut up there that you can get to if you know what you're doing. Now,
so you've been up there before.
Hold on, but we're not talking about me. We're talking about her. Hold on real quick. So the Hollywood sign outside, and you said in front of your cousin or in front of your cousin's, like house or something?
No, in front of my cousin.
Oh, shit. He was guy or girl? Wait, guy or girl?
It was a girl.
Okay, cool. She was on the camera
my
or something.
She's not intense like y'all.
No,
the opposite.
She was in the car doing her thing, and I was outside the car doing my thing.
Oh, wait. Okay, so your cousin was in the car with somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, see, you didn't explain that part. See, now hold on, we got to back up. let's back it up. Let's back it up. So obviously, since there was one car. So that means there was four of y'all in the car originally when y'all went up there. So, first of all, I want to know, Who? How did y'all decide who had to get out the car and who had to get in the car? It wasn't y'all car. It must have been
did
her.
Did y'all play rock, paper, scissors, or what happened?
No. I know what happened. Hold on. Let me guess. Let me guess. It was his car. Exactly. It was his car, so y'all got
to
get out.
Well, I wanted to get outside. That's the whole thing.
Oh, you wanted to get outside anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so like straight in the dirt, don't give a fuck type shit. Did y'all have some covers? I mean, or just up against the wall somewhere? How did y'all get it popping while y'all was outside? Because he had the car. We already know how the car go down.
Yeah, you already know how the car will go down. I was on top of the roof, actually.
Of the car?
Yes.
Oh, that's dope.
Shit, you on the roof of the car getting it in.
That's dope. Wait, but hold up. But nah, that's dope. That'll fuck up a nigga car. What kind of car you got? You can cave in a nigga roof doing that shit.
He had a Mercedes.
Oh, you put dents in that nigga
big.
Mercedes.
Come on.
Huh? But she's real little though. She's real little.
Nah,
like,
but I mean, but okay.
Big.
But okay, but how was y'all doing it then? Because it obviously wasn't no missionary. He wasn't pounding, and you couldn't have been riding it because you're gonna put dents in the car doing that. So I mean, how was y'all doing it?
I was
it on
laying
the car?
Down on the back of the car, and he was fucking. He was doing all the work.
You were laying on the back. Wait, so you weren't on the actual roof. You were on that little back mirror where the truck is over the little
in,
back.
Get it in.
Okay.
No,
see,
I should be on
wait.
Top of it.
That's,
it was like kind of weird how we were safe.
But that's dope, though. But I can just see that. That is a dope-ass movie scene. That's a cool story because y'all on top of the car. They in the car. Everybody fucking. Yeah, at the holiday spot. That's a good story. You got the top story tonight right now. You got the top story. I'm not gonna. I still got something that makes. I'm gonna try to top you, but that's a good story right there because.
I
didn't
know
they were
having a competition.
No, it's not a competition.
I'm joking. I've got nothing to say.
No, it's not a competition. I'm just saying as of right now, as of the stories that I've heard, that she got. That's a cracking ass story right there.
Yeah, that was
also,
crazy though. I didn't even know that.
Because also Dagger fucks
with
Dagger.
I already
get
the story with this happen. How you think Dagger, I had all these
fucking Dagger likes, you know, group activities. That's not, you know what I mean? Not like me,
Dagger likes group activities.
Me, I prefer being the only dick in the squad, of course. But I mean, if like I'm getting mine over here, if somebody getting my and they's over there, you know what I mean? That's their business and I'm getting mine. You know, I don't have a problem with that. Some people have a problem fucking in front of other people. So, I mean, that's not one of my
issues. Okay, I have a story that happened to me when I was actually younger. Okay, it was this lady that was, like, she was cool. She was from Chicago. She was, like, I mean, Nicki Minaj, like, the real body. Like, I mean, stupid ass, little waist, pretty face, everything. Ooh. You know, so it was her and her husband. It was, like, going to get married or whatever. So long story short, we used to always kick it, you know, get faded. So one day we ended up going to like this little matching party. So everybody ended up leaving and everything like that. So they wanted to have sex. And she was like, oh, Eric wants to have a threesome with you, whoop. So I'm like, okay, wow, I'm young. I'm like, I don't know about that. So I go hide in, like, some room because I'm tired. So I go to the closet, like, to a closet or something, get in the closet, you know. So they come and find me. This bitch come find me, take me in a room and start sucking his dick. And gonna ask me, oh, am I sucking his dick right? Just look. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, yeah, you do your job. Okay, so... His homeboy was mad because he didn't want nobody having sex in the house. So he come banging on the door, boom, 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 bam. Okay, so I'm like, yes, I'm safe. Because he kind of liked me. I told him about the situation. I'm not going to lie because I didn't want to do nothing. So we get to the house. We leave and we get to the house. It was on the pop-in. All I'm going to say is they was butt-ass hoe naked, fucking straight, like, in front of me. At first, you know how you spend a night with somebody, and they was laying in the bed, and I was laying on the floor. Tell me why they got out the bed and got on the floor and, like,
because, I'll tell you exactly why.
And I was just, like, laying there. I didn't participate. I didn't.
But that's what they thought.
I was just still laying there, like, what the fuck?
But that's what they thought. That's what they thought, because I've done that to girls. I've done that to girls, so I know exactly what
but
the fuck they were doing.
If I was older, you know, if I was older and probably, like, wanted to try a threesome like that, then, yeah, it would have been probably a bomb-ass threesome, you know. Who wouldn't want to? You know, they had nice bodies. She had a big booty. He had a big dick. You know what I mean? So it was all good. But at the end of the day, I wasn't into it. But that was some crazy shit, though. Like,
because exactly what they were trying to do with what I've done. All you got to do is you get the one girl. This is from a guy's perspective, okay? This is the guy's perspective. You always got, right, you got the girl that you with that you know you're going to take down, that, you know, when she gets turned up and she's with me, I'm going to hit that by the end of the night. We know that, right? We know that. So what it is, especially if she like girls, and you got another girl that's like maybe on the fence, or you know you possibly could take down, but the bottom line is they both have to at least like girls or at least be somewhat attracted to each other. Because what they thought you were going
to
do.
I feel like you have to be attracted to another female in order to have a threesome, like, with another female. You know what I mean?
Don't force a threesome.
Want to, like,
Don't ever force a threesome, fellas.
It got to be something that you want to do. Because a lot of guys that came to me and was like, oh, my God, I don't want to have a threesome with you and stuff like that. And you know what? I have thought about it. I do want to have a threesome. But I want it to be right. You know what I mean?
But they coming at it the wrong way.
My threesomes are fun. To the doctor, I want to be, you know, I want to make sure everything is cool before.
But they come at it the wrong way.
And have a threesome.
What you
got
to do, though, the best way to have a threesome, and like I said, the best way to have a threesome, fellas, is you let the girls get you. Because then you know already that they want to fuck with you. You know what I mean? Like, this is, you can't, you even got to do one of two things. I'm trying to, like I said, I don't want to spend too much time on this. I want to get back into some music real quick, but we'll end it on this threesome bit of knowledge right here. Look, I've said this before, so I don't want to feel like I'm repeating myself, but look, fellas, you cannot force a girl to do something that she doesn't want to do. And some of you can, but that doesn't mean that you should. Just because you have the power to be able to do that doesn't mean, because it's not worth it. Trust me, it's not gonna end well, the whole threesome process, because you don't want to have a fucked up threesome either. Because threesomes can get fucked up right in the middle. They can start off popping, and then it can get fucked up way in the middle somewhere, and then you don't want that. Like I said, the best way to get y'all threesome popping is make sure that the girls either are already, like, really cool with each other, they're almost like best friends, or at least find you the bitches that done fucked each other before and just want a dick involved and want you to be the dick. This is what you don't realize.
Yeah,
you want to be.
Think that's the best way.
That's the best way to do it.
Because if you force somebody into doing something, it's not going to be right. It's going to be like, what the fuck? You know, why are you doing it?
Way.
It's going to feel like rape.
Now y'all got me talking about group activity, so I got a threesome story that I'm going to tell as soon as we get back. We're going to let Cali City roll off with these drunk thoughts, because we all having drunk thoughts tonight, y'all. Let's keep it going.
Girl, I got you dripping, soaking wet, just like a water world. I wanna twist and swirl up and down your body and legs, and I'ma kidnap your ass. Please don't call the feds. My game is clean, your body's mean. It's me and you tonight. Candles with peach cream. Turn off the lights and let the candles glow. I wanna hear skin slap, rhythm to body flow.
Sex me, I'ma sex you here. Wake up in a rest haven for hoes, a sanctuary for scandalous skeezers and stunts. You're jumping to conclusions. It's just a date. What if he marries her? What if we end up with a hoe for a grandma? Riley, shut your dumb ass up. What if we have a hoe for a grandma and she comes to school on career day? Ooh, what if they have kids? We have a brother, a sister that's half hoe.
Riley!
This is your home? It's beautiful. Hey, boys. I love this place. I never want to leave. Is there anything to eat?
I didn't want to believe Riley. I wanted Granddad to have finally found love in his life. But I've never been one to ignore the obvious.
Yeah, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. And, Yes, if you're just joining us and you still want to get in on the conversation, just holler at us, y'all. 661-621-7559. You can either chill and just listen, or you press 1 to holler at me, and then I know you want to talk to me, all right? And again, we are talking about strictly adult matters or sexual encounters, the places that they happen, the people we're dealing with. Oh, man, and just experiences, y'all. It's just life. And like I said, we're comparing stories, we're giving advice, and that's just what we do. But again, don't take my word for anything, because like I said, I'm not a college professor. You know, I don't know everything. I don't want it to come off like I know everything. I don't want to come off like we know everything, and what we say is golden. This is just our experiences, all right? You got to do your own thing. You got to do your own life. You got to do what the fuck you feel is right for you, whatever that is, all right? Let me just make sure I say that. But let's get MIA back in the building. MIA, still good?
Yeah, I'm still good.
Okay, I see we lost your friend, but I mean, I see her in the queue. If she want to talk to you, she got to press 1, or is she just going to hang out? Hold on, let's see. All if she's going to press 1. Nah, she just chilling. But, man,
there
she goes. But I'm sorry, and hold on, I'll ask her myself. I apologize. Like I said, you got to excuse me. I'm a little under the influence. You know, I'm ready to smoke again, and I'm just really not good with names. But I do know. But you were supposed to send me some, like, stories and shit, too, weren't you? Weren't we supposed to be collabing on
some
stuff?
Yeah, you know, actually, Dagger, I'm just trying to make sure I get everything in order before I give it to you. You know, I don't have no problem with handling business. It's just the people, I just need to get the material.
Okay, we got this. And we got Miss 1322 back. Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I forgot your name. I can't even lie. So I'm just gonna ask again because I didn't do the proper introduction when you came in the last time anyway. So I do apologize.
It's all good.
Toya. And yeah, Toya, you were supposed to be giving me some stories and shit too, right? What happened? Like, where's my stuff at?
What stories?
You weren't. Oh, wait, no.
That's my other girl. That's Brittany, the one who does the erotic stories. Uh-huh.
Yeah, where Brittany at? Uh-huh. No disrespect or anything, Toya. I do apologize again. Like I said,
this would have been the perfect night for her to call in. But, you know, she's still doing her thing. She's in the studio trying to get her music and stuff together. She's still writing. Actually, I'm going to give her a call. I'm going to try to hook up with her this weekend and stuff.
Okay, cool. Tell her I said what's up. And now let's get back into, I don't know, man, there's just so many different places to go on this subject matter. You know, that's the funny thing about it. And at the same time, it's like it's crazy because there's so many stories, so many experiences, so many different, like, situations. Like, hold on, let's do it, my guy. Hello?
Yeah.
Hold on, I thought somebody watching TV?
I walked in my bedroom.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, because I swore I just heard a nigga's voice. I knew I wasn't tripping. That's what just threw me off for a quick second. My bad. Excuse me. I was like, what the fuck just happened? Like, who just broke into the line? Like, no, but all right. Now, let's see. Now, it's interesting because let's see. Don't stick with the threesome situation. There was a threesome situation. Nah, we're gonna leave the threesome situation. We're gonna talk about the time I almost got caught. Or actually, no, I didn't almost get caught. I did get caught. Cause like now Dad was taking. I got caught, but it's always best to get caught after the fact. I was caught when I was done, when we were finishing. You know what I mean? I wasn't caught. Actually, I did get caught during the process. I sure did. Let me not lie.
You got caught during the process? Was you on top?
I got caught during the process. Here's what happened.
Were you on top or were you on bottom?
Where was I? I was on top, but I had positioned myself like if you think like the back seat, right? You're like you're looking at the back seat, right? No. She had her back up against the back seat, but she was slid down, and then I had moved my seat up, so like I had more room, Cause that was my other car.
Y'all
my other car was bigger than this.
Y'all was in a Tonka truck.
No, I wasn't the truck. I had like a Taurus 626. It's a long ass car.
You know,
so,
I was probably 'cause you saw.
No, it's cool, but it was a long. Yeah, it was a long ass car. Like I said, I'm in some small shit now, but that car used to get it popping. But so
yeah.
She had spread down. So basically, think like when you know a girl sitting on the couch and comes to the edge and the niggas on his knees at the edge of the couch. That's basically how where we was at with shit. That's where
okay.
We were. In
the
okay.
Back seat,
y'all.
So what happened? How did you get caught?
Man, I thought I had found me a cool ass spot. Actually, it was a spot we used many a times because this was a girl who she didn't even stay out here. She stayed
uh-huh.
She stayed at least like 30, 45 minutes away, right? Because like I said, and also fellas, just talking to the fellas real quick. The biggest freaks are always the furthest away. The further you get out of the city, the bigger the freaks usually are. Just a hit because. There's nothing to do in places like Fontana, Ontario. Like, there's barely anything to do out in these places. That's why all these people in these surrounding cities try to come to L.A. to get it popping. So if you got a car and you can go to people, it's always good to go to people. Now, this girl, I would pick her up from work sometimes at night when she would get off late. I would pick her up from work, and I would take it down on the way home, basically. Like, that was just our routine. Like, I pick her up from work. We find this, we go to our spot, you know, before I take, and then I drop her off at home. That's just what we did whenever she worked late. And I,
mm-hmm.
Whenever she worked late and I had gas in the car, that's what the fuck we would do, right?
That's what y'all did. That was y'all plans to get it in, get it from work and get it in.
Yeah, because that's just what we was on. So we go to the spot. It's a spot we use many a times. Now, I don't know what so happened this night, but. For whatever reason, I don't know if the cops saw me maybe pull back there and waited or if they were just doing a routine check or whatever. But I'm in there taking it down, but I be keeping my head up on shit. You know, I be looking at shit. And then I saw a car mm-hmm. pull in, so I glanced, and I'm like, that's not a cop car. It's just a regular car. Like, oh, shit,
yeah.
That is a cop car. Because, you know, as soon as
you
that.
You ain't really
that,
paying attention. Yeah.
Yeah, you start focusing on, like, oh, shit, that really is a cop car. Now I'm like, okay, just be quiet. You know how when cops pull up and you just stop, think like you're going to disappear, like they ain't going to see you? So I'm, like,
uh-huh.
So I'm like, okay, just stop. Like, we just stop, right? The police pull up slow. They put the lights on. They put the lights on the car. They always put the lights on the car. But I'm like ducked down. I'm still even in it. Her legs all spread and everything over there. But we like ducked down, right? Like, but that shit didn't work either because the windows all fogged up and shit. So they know somebody in there doing something, right? So I'm like, fuck it. I'm thinking they go. He walk up to the car like this. Nigga tap the window with his flashlight. I crack the window. You know, I'm sitting up, dick still out and shit. She's over there. You know, with a little skirt on everything.
Damn, like, your dick was still out. You should have put it back in.
Hey, I was in the middle of something, man. You disturbed me. I'm like, what the fuck? But
I would have been embarrassed, man.
Nah, but what happened was he was like, man, so, like, go ahead and get dressed or whatever. And then they did the whole, seems to know what the funny thing was. Here's the funny part. They thought she was a hooker and I was a trick. That's what they thought.
Okay.
So, what happens, I don't know if y'all seen
how
cops.
How did they find
school.
Out that she wasn't a hooker and you wasn't a trick?
No, because our stories match. Because our stories match. If you ever watch Cops or anything like that,
oh,
and,
yeah,
they bust people that do hookers.
Yeah,
they take us. They put, one cop took her over there, one cop talked to me, and I was like, man, I told the cop, I was like, man, straight up, yo, I stay in L.A., man. She stays out here. This is the only time I really get to see her. We don't get to really spend a whole lot of time together. You know, I was being honest. I was putting extras on it, but at the same time, I had a legit story. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, we just had to get it in real quick, man, and then we going about our business. You know, it ain't nothing like, he's like, oh, well. You know, but I guess I was just so real at the time. It was like, man, just get the fuck out of here, man. You're lucky I'm in there, you know what I mean? Like, don't be doing that shit back here. Ooh, this, that. And then, like, and then she came over there. She came back because I guess she told the dude the same thing. The other dude, or a variation of the story, you know what I mean? It's not like we were lying about what the fuck we were doing because we were busted. But at the same time, why leave there, go down the street, make a left, make another left, make another left, make another left. That's four lefts. So if you understand what I did, went right back in a circle, went back to the same spot, finished what the fuck I was doing. rider. Like, fuck that. Y'all got to stop what I got popping, man. We got to get it popping. We got to put it in. But that was the closest I ever got to police. But, I mean, that's just one of those, like I said, I've just gotten really good at, like, I mean, you just got to, if you're going to fuck in motion, this is just coming from me, because, like I said, sometimes you just got to fuck in motion. You just got to know certain areas and certain spots where you know you're not going to be bothered. You know what I mean? Scout out some areas. When you're driving around at night and you thinking about places, look where the little cuts are. Look at the, don't, like I said, don't just go anywhere. But there are some places. Usually, like factories are good places. Factories are good places because why? A lot of big rig trucks.
That's scary.
Yeah, but a lot of big rig trucks and shit, but not a lot of people. You know, and factory workers are inside. So if you're in the parking lot or something, you know, you're good. You know, shit like that. Grocery stores in the back, though. In the back of grocery stores, in the back where the shipping and receiving is. As long as you don't come up to the gate or anything like that, you're not really on camera. And even
what
if you
grocery
are,
store are you trying to have sex in? Because I used to work in a grocery store.
Hey, I
don't
fuck in a grocery store before. I mean, this is, like I said, there's no, you can always get it whatever, if you're willing to put in the work and not get fucked.
In the bushes?
Huh? In the bushes? Nah, that scratches my legs. My skin's too sensitive for bushes. Like,
oh,
I can't.
Well, I hope not.
What about on the sand?
No, I don't like sand. It's too messy. I need at least a cover. Just it's straight out in the sand. And that. And
have
if
you
that
got
shit
caught by
the,
your parents before?
Oh,
no.
No, not just straight out in the sand. I'm just talking about, like, in general. Like, I think that is so real nice.
No, because it was funny because I almost got caught by my parents but my house at the time when I was living with my parents, it was always at least dope enough where, like, my room was in the back, right? So, but the driveway goes down the room. So even though I would, like, sneak away from school or I would be in there before people got off of work and shit, when my parents would have to park the car, they still had to drive down the driveway. So even if I was in there doing something I wasn't supposed to be doing, I had time to be like, oh, shit. There's so many times it's funny. I done kick bitches out like half butt naked out the house, though. My dad done that because my parents have came home. So it's like, hurry up or no, get the fuck in. So I done had bitches sitting outside the front door, barely
that's
putting on their drawers, their clothes and shit. Like, hold on.
That's fucked up.
I did that.
That's crazy.
I got caught. My mama say, busted me getting
hit. Ooh, getting or giving?
No, I was giving it.
Oh, you was getting it. Oh, laying the head all in your crotch, huh? Like, what did she do? Did she do the get mad? What the fuck are you doing? Did she do the, oh, Lord, and turn her head type shit? Which one was it?
No, she was like, oh, my God, you got a bedroom for this. You outside in public on my front porch.
Oh, you was on your mama's front porch.
Damn, Claire, you freaky.
This is why I love what I do. This is why I love. I don't hear shit like this every day. This shit is funny. I know. And I know I'm not the only
husband. If I get married, oh my God.
And I know I'm not the only crazy. I know I'm not the only crazy, freaky out person out in the world. This is why I do shit like this because I find
weird
stories.
Yeah, no, because I was outside and I was giving it. I was like, and you told my mom, he was like, she bit me. And she was like, oh, well, you lived up to your dare, huh?
Oh, you and Miles are just really cool like that. See, I ain't really cool with my parents. You got cool parents. I'm not cool with my parents like that. That's why maybe
what
I ain't
never. What did she say? I was 19 when it happened.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, true. Yeah, you already go. But see, my dad, it was so funny. That's how me and my man, like I said, if you've heard me before, I've talked about that. I'm not going to talk about it that much. But let's just say my dad pretty much figured, he thought I was like a 17, 18-year-old version. And I've been fucking since I was like 12. Just because I didn't want him in my business. That's what I'm saying. That's the kind of, I didn't want him to know nothing about none of that shit that I was going on because I was doing all kind of shit. And I didn't want to hear his mouth about it. So he thought I was like, he thought something was wrong with me for a long ass time. Like, damn, you still ain't got no, like, you know, I'd always like play it off or whatever. I think he thought I was a fact for a little while, but it's like, Dad, if you only really knew how much pussy I really be getting. But then
see,
he also
I didn't tell my mama I lost my shit. My sister told.
Oh, you got snitched on first time?
Yeah. My sister snitched on me. I called her and told her, like, bitch, you lied to me. That shit hurt it.
Well, the first time I heard church, everybody just gets better.
I cussed her. I'm like, bitch, you lying. That shit hurt it. Then I got a phone call the next day from my mama talking about, so you not a virgin no more, huh?
Yeah.
How you know this?
Oh, shit, man. Yeah, motherfucker said y'all gotta
too
watch out.
Y'all freaky for me. I know I'm
if
freaky, bitch. Y'all too freaky for me.
How are you freaky? We older, though, so of course we got a little bit more experience.
It's not even that. For me, a lot of my dangers, my most dangerous times was like my college years and a little bit after my college years, because I paused for a second because I got my very first girlfriend and I was with her for like 3 years and I was trying to do the positive thing, but my reputation at that time had came with me that it fucked that off, and then I was like, okay, well, fuck relationships, period. So then I was like, okay, I'm taking down everything moving, and I don't give a fuck. That was the time when I was, like, lying. I was doing whatever I wanted to do. You know, I went.
Okay, so let's talk about some of these places that you do want to do it in.
Okay, here's what we're going to do then. We're going to smoke first, and then we're going to come back and talk about that, okay? So we're going to talk.
That?
I want everybody get y'all top, let's say your top five places where you still want to get a pop in that you haven't got a pop in at, all right? And we'll see, and we'll compare lists when we get back from the smoke session. So, Cash Addicts, let's smoke.
All right.
Hey, bro, what's up? What's up with the drop, nigga? Hey, hit that nigga Randy Third up, nigga. You know the team in the back. All right. I got a dub for the flight, nigga. Beginning of flight, TSB. Diego. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey, CA, motherfucking look. On the block blowing trees like a Mexican. Inked up in the swag nice like a reverend.
Yeah.
Let me get stack of the cush, never stressing it. And a bitch only butt a neck like a necklace. Get her hot, now she wanna touch. Affectionate. Heat it up, make her turn red. Embarrassment. Left bitch looking for the green. Cannabis. Burn the tuck, leave full of dots like leprechaun. Messages ain't about green, I don't mess with it. Blowing trees, MOB, etc. Hitting up the homie cause I know that he on deck with it. And just because I know him, he gon' hit me with some extra shit. Medical, roll it in the Camry, box. Get a check, kinda like convertible, cop. Monday through Monday, blow tree school every day. But that don't mean I can't smoke weed.
Pass me the swisher, nigga.
Love.
Got weed? Yes. Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week.
MC, nigga. CA, bro. King hat shades black trying to get to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like the leprosy. Eyes red from that purple and it still won't get the best of me.
No.
Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me. CA, smoke it till it's gone. After that, get some oak, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck papers, it's a rap. Can't see me cause I'm a ghost, now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an action loud. Packing a pistol, what she saying sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that ganja. 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her seeing red, yellow, green like a roster. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to shiver, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless it's got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey.
What the fuck are you doing? Pass the blunt.
Vacuum mouth ass, nigga.
Was out of LAX. My weapon of choice was Platinum American Express. I can't express the anticipation. Ridiculous blazing. A super blow, I'm gram after gram in Amsterdam. I'm starring in my own movie and everybody's a cameraman. But I don't want the Starbucks or Folgers. I told ya, I'm looking strictly for Sticky Doja. Myself, a weed heavy, I kind of sewer. I love it to smell like, on the menu to my amazement was like 10 kinds of weed to put you on the pavement. Immediate engagement of lips to blunt. You need a dish, some food in the kitchen with your bum. It's not a foot, but a Mary Jane utopia. The room is spinning, and I can't stop grinning. Damn, damn, it was the Amsterdam. Oh, damn, the damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam, man. I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam. They got me faded, y'all. They got me faded, y'all. The damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. They got me trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam. Damn Amsterdam, it got me faded, y'all, but I'm having a ball. Now I'm way too butted out, and I need to gain composure. My vision is sputtering out. What you say? Oh, fool, I'm tripping. I thought you said something. Why your eye keeps twitching? Aight, everything is tight. I'ma kick it, dissemble to the red light district. It's the ghetto Disneyland. Bitches in the window, off the super window, goddamn. But your boy pistol is a cool killer. My life's a Friday, poolside at the villa. Nevertheless, I'm so high from smoking, and everything around me moving in slow motion. Overblown, my sober's gone. In a foreign zone, if the look is on his own. In the land of ridiculous sack. When I get to my house, I'ma pack and shoot right back. It was the Amsterdam. Oh, damn. The damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam, man. I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam. They got me faded, y'all. They got me faded, y'all. The damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. They got me trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam. Damn Amsterdam, it got me faded, y'all, but I'm having a ball.
KD, now, I know you don't smoke weed, I know this, but, I do, and we on the dark side. Thank you so much for still lending your voice to this.
Yeah.
I can sit back, smoke weed, and listen to you sing all day.
Fresh up in the morning, the nigga still yawning. Couldn't get no sleep cause these bitches keep calling. Falling on a nigga, damn it, I don't need that. Woke up high, then I forgot where the weed at.
There it goes.
Top of me to wake and bake without it, I'm a different man. Weed makes me wanna try without it, I don't give a damn. Break it up, roll it up, spark the tip, inhale. Send the smoke to my lungs faster than the email. Now I'm feeling really well, living life on cloud nine. I get tired of weed, need it all the time. Daggers on a daily grind, full speed right out the gate. Call my weed,
Chris Angel.
Watch me levitate. Niggas quick to hate cause I be stacking with my eyes red. Gonna die high, smoking weed on my deathbed. That should help my spirit flow. Look, my blood broke. Now it's time for surgery cause Dr. Dagger gotta smoke. Please pass the zigzag, roll it up, lick it fast. I know I ain't the only one that gave a blunt a body cast. Dagger walks a higher path. Try to catch me if you can. Somewhere up in Neverland, smoking on that
Peter Pan.
You will never understand. Dagger's life is full of hurt. That's why I spend a lot of it
floating through the universe.
Could be worth a lot of people hate, but you can say the drama. I'm in love with Mary Jane, aka Miss Marijuana.
So high, sounds like I'm taking off. I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high. Cause I feel like I'm taking off. I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high.
People all choking, coughing up my lungs, but a nigga still smoking. Open. They legalize it quick while they make it hard. I ain't paying $40 just to get a weed card.
Fuck that.
Sorry, doctor, office, I ain't stepping in. Got 4 or 5 suppliers for prescribing me my medicine. Helps me keep the devil in, keeps me cool when I'm high. KD, get over here, please, girl, and help me out. Yeah, when I rise and I, when I go to sleep, when I'm writing bars, but when I kill a beat, when I be going out, before and after work, when I'm feeling good,
when I feel hurt. When I roll out, when I post up. While I'm getting hit, while I'm getting fucked. Because the world is foul, that's why I'm right now, dagger reps the green team. Keep it in my bloodstream. Now I bleed, eat shit, make smoking piss green. Yeah, I know I smoke a lot when thinking I'm in overdrive. Ain't nothing like a hypey high.
Dagger, you ain't never lied.
You can try to reach my level, but I don't fuck with y'all. And if I fall, don't blame the weed, blame the alcohol. I piss on you like Kelly. I believe I can fly because I'm so
high.
Yo, this is Summer Azul, and you are now tuned into West Coast Wednesdays with my homeboy The Dagger right here on Bang Out Radio, where we still keep it 100.
Dang, I love how that girl sound, man. Shouts out to Summer Azul, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, hot nights, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. Oh, man. Man, where does the fucking time go, y'all? 2 hours is not enough time to get into this subject matter, to get these conversations out and talk, because it's just crazy. And play this music, 2 hours is just not enough time because it's gone already. But let me get my ladies back in here that were hanging with me tonight, Miss M.I.A. You still hanging with me, M.I.A.?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes, ma'am. And Miss Toya, hold on, trying to get you back, ma, hold on. Let's see, can we get this? There it is. Ms. Toya, you still good? Doc? Hello?
She's probably.
Like I said, just fuck the show and just went off and did something else. Like, that's cool. And the least she could have did is put her phone on speakerphone or something or whatever, so we could have had some good sound quality. And that's the least she could have did if that's what she's doing. But it's okay. So,
huh?
Huh? Hello?
What'd I do?
Huh?
We were
speculating because I tried to bring you back into the show and you were gone doing something else. So MIA believe speculated you were doing something.
Sorry.
Okay, we were speculating what was going on since we were on the freaky topic or whatever. MIA figured you were doing something freaky, and I was like, the least that she could have done was put the phone on speakerphone or something so we can hear and listen in, but she didn't do that. So that's what I was saying. I was like, but we're cool. You were just hitting the weed, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, not right now.
But honestly, I think I may change. I don't know yet what I'm going to do with this show because, like I said, this is Hump Nights, but I really like the subject matter, and this is probably the easiest subject matter that anybody and everybody can talk about as long as they're not scared to talk about it. So I think I'm going to start working with this format and just saying, fuck it, we're just going to compare stories and shit every Wednesday night because, like MIA said earlier, you should bust a nut at least on Wednesday. If you're going to bust a nut any other time in the week, especially during the weekends and everything, but during the week, at least on Wednesday, go ahead and get your nut off. All right, so that's what I'm going to try to do, and I'm going to try to help. But we're going to compare stories. So, but anyway.
It's always good to be celibate, too. I'm going to throw it out there.
It's good to be celibate. I don't agree. But,
everybody is their own person.
That's what you do. But okay, I'm with you, Tori. We in the same boat on that. We see it eye to eye, right? go ahead, MIA. Start us off. What's your list of places that you still want to get a popping at that you haven't got a popping at yet?
We got about 5-10 seconds left, but I say my ultimate, probably the beach on a real quiet night. You know, get some wine, something real sexy, or maybe a yacht or something. Hopefully, you don't sink though.
All right. Oh, so just the yacht, that's the number one? Okay, yacht, okay. Toya, what's the number one place you're still trying to get to that you haven't got into yet?
A Ferris wheel.
Oh, see, y'all late. I got y'all both. See, where I'm trying to do it at, I'm trying to do it in a hot air balloon. That's where I want to do it at. I want to be in a hot air balloon, and
How's that dangerous?
How's that dangerous? I'm just saying, I've done the Ferris wheel.
I like to get freaky.
I've done the beach. You can get freaky. A hot, A hot air balloon is big. The basket on the hot air balloon is pretty big. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, I might be scared. I might get thrown the fuck off that bitch. I'm good.
Oh, nah. See, you be on that. You be having that wild, crazy shit. Yeah, you got to come back and talk to me next week. You got to come back and talk to me next week. We're going to keep this going. I like this. We got to prepare more stories. And look, again, before we get out of here, I just wanted to, like I said, shout out to everybody who's always showing support, who's called in, sending me your music. But again, only thing I need y'all to do for me, above anything else besides listen and talk to me, is just talk about the show. Let people know what I got going on over here. When you see the link pop up, share it on your page, your Twitters, whatever you got going on your phones, you know, text it to whoever. Just spread the word about what I'm doing over here. Because like I said, I'm not doing nothing all out crazy or whatever. I'm just trying to be positive, play some music, put some real shit out there. Because like I said, we don't know a lot of people be about that bullshit. And the one thing Dagger is about or isn't about is that bullshit. Because I don't got time for it. And I don't want to bring it to nobody else. So this is the one place where we can keep it, like I said, 1,000% at all times. And you're not judged on anything and nobody's judged. Because I ain't nobody to judge no motherfucking body. Because I ain't shit. And I'll be the first one to say it. So thanks to my A for hanging out with me tonight. All right, Toya, like I said, anytime, make sure you come back and check out with your boy. And I'll be right here. And I'll see everybody else, like I said, next Wednesday from 9 to 11. Speaking them adult matters. Talking about them adult subjects. And yeah, just comparing all kind of stories. You'll never know what you're going to hear over here on West Coast Wednesdays. And I will see y'all on Slap Sundays as well, all right? So we're going to let Andre Arnaz ride us out with Lil Zane and Flip Rollins, y'all.
He's doing his thing right now, too. Shout out to Andre.
Let's go.
Yes, sir. It's for you, Shotty. Ha! You already know what the fuck this is. That's how. Put shawty in my rear view, and she moving in slow motion, and she moving in slow. Very slow motion, I'm all over her body like lotion. Victoria's Secret, love potion, a big gap. She don't need no hair on her just to get her body waxed. I bitchin' you up and down like Supreme Scream. I'm tryna make your body sticky like some Krispy Kreme. I know I'm nasty, that's cause I'm a Capricorn. And I'd rather see you butt naked with your shawty in my rear view. And she moving in slow motion, and she moving in slow. Put shawty in my rear view, and she moving in slow motion, and she moving in slow. Slow.